Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Mini Gemini, Mining the Potential of Multimodality Vision Language Models. Authored 2024 by Yanwei Li, Yuchen Zhang, Qingyao Wang, Jisheng Zhang, Yixin Chen, Ruohang Chu, Xiaoting Lu, Jia Jia. Abstract, asterisk operator equal contribution, 1. Introduction. With the rapid evolution in large language models, LLMs, 1 to 3, empowering the impressive capabilities for multimodality inputs is becoming an essential part of current vision language models, VLMs, reference 4, 5. To bridge the modality gap, several studies are conducted to marry vision with LLMs from images, 6 to 8, to videos, reference 9, 10. Despite these advancements, a significant gap remains between academic initiatives and the prowess of well-established models like GPT-4, reference 4, and Gemini, reference 5, which are trained with huge amounts of data and resources. For vision itself, image resolution is a core part of explicitly despite the surrounding environment with minimal visual hallucination. To this end, more attempts are performed to further improve the visual understanding in current VLMs. For instance, LLaVA Next, reference 11, and Otter HD, reference 12, are proposed to enhance the ability based on previous work, reference 7, 13, by improving the image resolution. Increasing the number of visual tokens with higher resolution images undeniably enriches visual embeddings in LLMs. However, this improvement comes with escalated computational demands and associated costs, particularly when processing multiple images. Moreover, the existing data quality, model capabilities, and application scopes remain inadequate for accelerated training and development processes. This scenario prompts a critical inquiry: how to push forward the VLMs approaching well-developed models with acceptable cost in an academic setting? To answer this question, we explore the potential of VLMs from three strategic aspects, i.e., efficient high-resolution solution, high-quality data, and expanded applications. Firstly, we utilize ConvNet to efficiently generate higher resolution candidates, thus enhancing visual detail while maintaining the visual token count for LLMs. To bolster data quality, we amalgamate high-quality datasets from diverse public sources, ensuring a rich and varied data foundation. Furthermore, our approach integrates these enhancements with cutting-edge LLMs and generative models, aiming to elevate VLM performance and user experience. This multifaceted strategy enables us to delve deeper into the capabilities of VLMs, achieving significant advancements within manageable resource constraints. In general, our method employs an any-to-any paradigm, which is adept at handling both image and text as input and output. In particular, we introduce an efficient visual token enhancement pipeline for input images, featuring a dual encoder system. It comprises twin encoders, one for high-resolution images and the other for low-resolution visual embedding, mirroring the cooperative functionality of the Gemini constellation. During inference, they work in an attention mechanism, where the low-resolution one generates visual queries, and the high-resolution counterpart provides candidate keys and values for reference. To augment the data quality, we collect and produce more data based on public resources, including high-quality responses, reference 14, 15, task-oriented instructions, 16 to 19, and generation-related data, reference 20, 21. The increased amount and quality improve the overall performance and extend the capability of model. Additionally, our model supports concurrent image and text generation, facilitated by the seamless integration of our VLM with advanced generative models, reference 22. It leverages VLM guidance for image generation by providing the generated text from LLMs. The Mini Gemini framework can be easily instantiated with a range of LLMs from 2B to 34B parameter scales, as detailed elaborated in Section 3. Extensive empirical studies are conducted in Section 4 to reveal the effectiveness of the proposed method. Remarkably, our approach attains leading performance in various settings and even surpasses the well-developed Gemini Pro, reference 5, QuenVL Plus, reference 23, and GPT-4V, reference 4, in the complex MMB, reference 24, and MMU, reference 25, dataset, respectively. These results underscore Mini Gemini's potential to set new benchmarks in the realm of VLMs, highlighting its advanced capabilities in handling complex multimodal tasks. 2. Related work. Large language models. Recent progress in natural language processing, NLP, has been dramatically accelerated by advancements in large language models, LLMs. The seminal introduction of the Transformer Framework, reference 26, served as a cornerstone, enabling a new wave of language models such as BERT, reference 27, and OPT, reference 2, that exhibit profound linguistic understanding. The inception of the Generative Pre-trained Transformer, GPT, reference 28, introduced a novel paradigm through auto-regressive language modeling, establishing a robust method for language prediction and generation. The emergence of models like ChatGPT, reference 1, GPT-4, reference 4, Llama, reference 3, and Mixtral, reference 29, further exemplified the field's rapid evolution, each demonstrating enhanced performance on complex language Vision language models. The convergence of computer vision and natural language processing has given rise to VLMs, which marry visual and linguistic models to achieve cross-modal comprehension and reasoning capabilities. This integration has been pivotal in advancing tasks that require both visual understanding and language processing, as evidenced by models trained on diverse datasets for understanding, reference 37, and reasoning, reference 16, 38, 39. Groundbreaking models such as CLIP, reference 40, have further bridged the gap between language models and vision tasks, showcasing the feasibility of cross-modal applications. Recent developments underscore a growing trend toward leveraging the robust capabilities of LLMs within the realm of VLMs. Innovations like Flamingo, reference 41, and Blip2, reference 6, have capitalized on massive collections of image-text pairs to fine-tune cross-modal alignment, significantly boosting learning efficiency. Building upon these advancements, several models, reference 42, 8, have focused on generating high-quality instructional data based on Blip2, leading to marked improvements in performance. Furthermore, LLAVA, reference 7, 43, adopts a simple linear projector to facilitate image-text space alignment with minimal learnable parameters. It leverages tailored instruction data and exemplifies an efficient strategy that demonstrates the model's potent capabilities. Different from them, we aim to explore the potential for both comprehension and generation. LLM as generation assistant. Combining LLMs with image outputs has emerged as a pivotal area in recent multimodal research. Methods like Intern LMX Composer, reference 44, 45, utilize image retrieval to produce interleaved text and image outputs, bypassing direct generation. Conversely, auto-regressive token prediction approaches, exemplified by ENU, reference 46, 47, and SEED, reference 48, 49, enable LLMs to decode images through massive image-text data directly. These methods require enormous training resources, and their auto-regressive nature leads to undesirable latency. Recent studies, 50-52, strive to align with latent diffusion models, reference 22, to streamline image generation. They typically require designing text embeddings and additional optimization to achieve the desired generation effect. This joint training can compromise the performance of VLMs in text generation. Mini Gemini distinguishes itself by adopting a text data-driven approach to enable the model to generate high-quality images. We leverage a mere 13K pure text data to activate the LLM's ability as a high-quality recaptioner, reference 53, without undermining the fundamental performance of VLMs. 3. Mini Gemini. The framework of Mini Gemini is conceptually simple. Dual vision encoders are utilized to provide low-resolution visual embedding and high-resolution candidates. Patch info mining is proposed to conduct patch-level mining between high-resolution regions and low-resolution visual queries. LLM is utilized to marry text with images for both comprehension and generation at the same time. 3.1 Dual vision encoders. In the Mini Gemini framework, both text and image inputs can be processed, with the option to handle them individually or in combination. For illustrative clarity, we consider the concurrent processing of both modalities. As depicted in Figure 2, the processing begins with a high-resolution image XH element of RH times W times 3, from which a corresponding low-resolution image XL element of RH times W times 3 is generated via bilinear interpolation, ensuring H is less than or equal to H. Then, we process them and encode into multi-grid visual embeddings in two parallel image flows. In particular, for the low-resolution LR flow, we maintain the traditional pipeline, reference 42, 7, and employ a CLIP pre-trained VIT, reference 40, to encode the visual embedding XL element of RN times C, where N denotes the number of visual patches. In this way, the long-range relation among N visual patches can be well preserved for subsequent interaction in LLMs. As for the high-resolution, our, Flow, we adopt the CNN-based encoder for adaptive and efficient HR image processing. For instance, to align with the LR visual embedding, the LAION pre-trained, reference 54, ConvaNext, reference 55, is used to serve as an HR vision encoder. Therefore, we can obtain the HR feature map X, H element of RN, times N, times C by upsampling and concatenating the features from different convolutional stages to 1/4 input scale. Here, N equals H, 4 times with 4 equals N times M2 denotes the number of HR features, where M reflects the pixel-wise feature count within each HR segment, as illustrated in Figure 2. 3.2. Patch Info Mining. With the above-generated LR embedding X, L and HR feature X, H, we propose patch info mining to extend the potential of VLMs with enhanced visual tokens. In particular, to maintain the number of final visual tokens for efficiency in LLMs, we take the low-resolution visual embedding X, L as query queue element of RN times C, aiming to retrieve relevant visual cues from HR candidate. Meanwhile, the hour feature map X, H is taken as key K element of RN times M2 times C and value V element of RN times M2 times C, as depicted in Figure 2. Here, the low-resolution patch in Q correlates with the corresponding high-resolution subregion in K and V, encompassing M2 pixel-wise features. Therefore, the patch info mining process can be formulated as TV equals MLP, Q plus softmax, phi, Q, times phi, K, T, times phi, V, 1, where phi and MLP indicate a projection layer and a multi-layer perceptron, respectively. As presented in Figure 3a, this formula encapsulates the process of synthesizing and refining the visual cues, leading to generation of enhanced visual tokens TV for subsequent LLM processing. It ensures that the mining for each query is confined to its corresponding subregion in X, H with M2 features, thus preserving efficiency. This design allows for the extraction of HR details without expanding the visual token count of TV, maintaining a balance between richness of detail and computational feasibility. Furthermore, visual token extension is also supported in the designed patch info mining. As depicted in Figure 3b, we can extend the visual token to 5n to capture more details. This is achieved by incorporating the original image along with its 2 times upscaled counterpart, resulting in a batched input XL element of R5 times H, times W, times 3. And we can get the encoded visual embedding XL element of R5 times N times C with the LR vision encoder, as detailed in section 3.1. Thanks to the flexible design of CNN-based HR vision encoder, it can adeptly handle the augmented visual token count during the patch info mining. The only difference in the aforementioned procedure is the subregion in X, H should be changed according to the expanded visual embedding X, L. We can also upsample the HR input to better support the higher resolution if needed, as experimentally analyzed in Table 2. 3.3 Text and Image Generation. With the mined visual tokens TV and input text tokens TT, we concatenate them as the input to LLMs for auto-regressive generation, as presented in Figure 2. Distinguished from traditional VLMs, reference 42, 43, 11, the proposed Mini Gemini supports both text-only and text-image generation as input and output, i.e., any-to-any inference. Despite the image comprehension, we anchor Mini Gemini's ability to generate images on its outstanding image text understanding and reasoning capabilities. Unlike recent works, 50-52, 47, which address the domain gap between text embeddings of LLMs and generation models, we choose to optimize the gap in the domain of language prompts. Precisely, Mini Gemini translates user instructions into high-quality prompts that produce context-relevant images in latent diffusion models, reference 22, 56. This approach is reflected in subsequent high-quality image generation frameworks, such as DALL-E 3, reference 53, and Sora, reference 57, which leverage the generation and understanding capabilities of VLMs to obtain higher quality text conditions for generation tasks. Text-image instructions. For better cross-modality alignment and instruction fine-tuning, we collect high-quality datasets from publicly available sources. In particular, for cross-modality alignment, we utilize 558K image caption pairs from the LLAVA filtered CC3M dataset, reference 58, and 695K sampled GPT-4V responded captions from the ALAVA dataset, reference 15. It brings about 1.2 M image captions in total for projector pre-training. As for instruction fine-tuning, we sample 643K single and multi-turn conversations, excluding 21K text caps, reference 59, data, from the LLAVA, reference 43, dataset, 100K QA pairs from Share GPT 4V, reference 14, 10K LAION GPT 4V, reference 60, captions, 700K GPT 4V responded instruction pairs from Alava dataset, reference 15, and 6K text-only multi-turn conversations from Lima, reference 20, and Open Assistant 2, reference 21. To bolster the OCR-related abilities, we further collect 28K QA pairs that comprise 10K DOCV QA, reference 17, 4K chart QA, reference 18, 10K DV QA, reference 61, and 4K AI2D, reference 19, data. In general, there are about 1.5 M instruction-related conversations for image comprehension. Moreover, we also collect 13K pairs for image-related generation that will be elaborated on subsequently. Generation-related instructions. To support image generation, we further construct a 13K instruction following dataset using GPT-4 Turbo. As depicted in Figure 4, the training data encompasses two tasks. A. Simple instruction recaption. We adopt 8K descriptive image captions from LAION GPT-4V, reference 60, and let GPT-4 inversely infer the corresponding user's short input and the target caption in the stable diffusion (SD) domain. B. In-context prompt generation. Based on a few high-quality real-world conversation contexts in Lima, reference 20, and Open Assistant 2, reference 21, we generate prompts that produce images suitable for the conversation context, bringing 5K instructions in total. For both kinds of data, in each query to GPT-4, we randomly sample 5 high-quality SD text-to-image prompts from GigaSheet, reference 62, as in-context examples to obtain target prompts for generation. We format our data to use less than gen greater than as a trigger to initiate the generation process and wrap the target caption within less than h greater than. Less than h greater than. Following text generation, Mini Gemini extracts target captions and utilizes SDXL, reference 22, to generate the corresponding image. More details are discussed in Appendix A. 4. Experiments. In this section, we first outline our experimental framework, commencing with the experimental setup. Subsequently, we compare Mini Gemini with leading methods on various benchmarks. Component-wise analysis and qualitative results are given at the end of this section. 4.1. Experimental setup. Implementation details. In this study, we instantiate Mini Gemini with the CLIP pre-trained VTL, reference 40, for LR Vision Encoder and the LAION pre-trained CONV NextL, reference 54, for HR Vision Encoder. For efficient training, we keep two vision encoders fixed and optimize the projectors of patch info mining in all stages. Meanwhile, we optimize the LLM during the instruction tuning stage only. Regarding the training scheme, we optimize all the models for one epoch with the Atom W optimizer and a cosine learning schedule. In most cases, the initial learning rates for modality alignment and instruction tuning are respectively set at 1E-3 and 2E-5, with an adjusted rate of 1E-5 for the MIXTRAL8x7B and Hermes 2E34B to ensure stable instruction tuning. The framework involves training on 8x800 GPUs for standard machine configurations. For the largest model with Hermes 2E34B, we leverage 4 machines and complete the optimization within 2 days with DeepSpeed 03 strategy. For the HD version, the total cost is enlarged to about 4 days because of the extended visual tokens in LLMs. Datasets. For model optimization, we construct high-quality data for cross-modality understanding and generation. It mainly includes 1.2 M caption pairs for modality alignment and 1.5 M single or multi-round conversations for instruction tuning, as elaborated in Section 3.3. Moreover, we report results on widely adopted zero-shot image-based benchmarks, including VQAT, Text VQA, reference 67, MMB, MM Bench, reference 24, ME, reference 68, MVET, reference 69, MMMU, reference 25. And Math Vista, reference 70, datasets. 4.2. Main results. Normal resolution. In Table 1, we compare with previous leading approaches across several settings, including normal and high resolution, and also consider private models. At normal resolution, Mini Gemini consistently outperforms existing models across a wide range of LLMs. In the efficient model category, Mini Gemini, when configured with Gemma 2B, reference 36, demonstrates superior performance. High resolution. To validate the framework for extended visual tokens, we perform experiments with an input size of 672 for LR Visual Encoder and 1536 for HR Visual Encoder in Table 1. As discussed above, the AUR Visual Encoder primarily serves to offer high-resolution candidate information. Importantly, despite the increased resolution, the effective number of visual tokens processed by the LLM remains consistent with the LR input size of 672, ensuring computational efficiency. The benefits of this approach are particularly evident in detail-oriented tasks. For example, in the text VQA, reference 67, benchmark, our method achieved a performance rate of 74.1% with the Hermes 2E34B configuration, closely matching the performance of the well-established Gemini Pro, reference 5. Detailed results in Table 1 show that Mini Gemini excels in more challenging benchmarks as well. For instance, the proposed method is on par with QuenVL Plus, reference 23, on the Math Vista, reference 70, and MMMU, reference 25, benchmark and even surpasses Gemini Pro and GPT-4V on the widely adopted MMB, reference 24, benchmark. 4.3 Component-wise analysis. Patch info mining. We first delve into the proposed patch info mining and report results in Table 2. It is clear that the model achieves significant gains with the ConvenXL integrated as the vision encoder for HR images. For example, when the LR and HR are respectively set to 224 and 512, the model increases 4.0% and 18.1% in text VQA and ME datasets. Elevating the HR resolution to 768 further widens the performance margin, achieving a 5.7% uplift in text VQA compared to the baseline. These results underscore the substantial impact of patch info mining in harnessing more detailed visual cues. When we further extend the LR resolution to 336, patch info mining still contributes consistent gains. For instance, with the default ConvenXL as vision encoder, it surpasses the baseline with 3.3%, 6.3%, and 3.5% in text VQA, reference 67, ME, reference 68, and MVET, reference 69, dataset, respectively. This proves the capability of designed modules with input resolution scaled up. Vision encoder. To investigate the effect brought by mining candidates, we conduct experiments with various HR vision encoders in Table 2. Compared with the default ConvenXL, we add two encoders for contrast trials, i.e., ConvenXB and ConvenXXXL. With the basic ConvenXB, the model performs better in text VQA, reference 67, and MVET, reference 69. However, the ConvenXL encoder consistently delivers peak results, especially in the ME and MVET datasets, indicating a superior balance in handling detailed visual information. We can conclude from the table that a larger vision encoder for HR images contributes more to the candidate quality, but the model converges with a too large encoder like ConvenXXXL. Hence, considering the balance between effectiveness and computational efficiency, ConvenXL is chosen as the default HR vision encoder. This decision is based on its ability to provide high-quality visual information mining while maintaining reasonable computational demands, as evidenced by the comparative performance across the benchmarks. High-quality data. In this era, the significance of high-quality data for enhancing the capabilities of LLMs and VLMs cannot be overstated. In our comprehensive analysis of data combination effects, presented in Table 3, we begin with a baseline model incorporating patch info mining. The integration of high-quality captions from Share GPT-4 Volt, reference 14, yields improved visual alignment and performance gains. We validate the zero-shot performance on the text VQA, reference 67, benchmark, notably removing text caps, reference 59, data from the training set in line with previous studies, reference 11. This modification led to a notable performance decrease, underscoring the value of specific data types in training. To counteract this decline, we incorporate additional high-quality captions from LAION GPT-4V, reference 60, and OCR-specific data, thus enhancing the model's OCR reasoning capabilities. More details are provided in the appendix. As elaborated in section 3.3, we utilize generation-related instructions to expand the application. It is interesting to find that such data also benefits the image understanding ability and brings 3.3% gains in MVET dataset. Moreover, with the high-quality GPT-4V responses from Alava Reference 15 dataset, the framework respectively pushes the baseline over 7% and 9% in TextVQA and MVED datasets. This comprehensive evaluation underscores the pivotal role of strategic high-quality data integration in amplifying the potential of the Mini Gemini framework. Visual token extension. As depicted in Figure 3b, the proposed patch info mining is adeptly designed to accommodate extended visual tokens, thereby generalizing its utility across different input resolutions. We validate the effectiveness of the token extension in Table 3. When increasing LR and HR input resolution, the model achieves significant gain in all benchmarks. Notably, in detail-oriented tasks such as TextVQA, we observe a performance uplift of over 3%, indicating a significant enhancement in the model's ability to handle complex visual data. Our empirical observations suggest that the increase in resolution significantly diminishes visual hallucinations, leading to more accurate and reliable image comprehension. Generally, with the increased visual token number, Mini Gemini can be scaled up towards better capability. We can also draw the same conclusion from high-resolution results in Table 1. 4.4. Qualitative results. Visual understanding. To ascertain the visual comprehension prowess of Mini Gemini in real-world settings, we apply it to a variety of understanding and reasoning tasks in Figure 5. Thanks to the patch info mining and high-quality data, Mini Gemini can well solve several complex cases. For example, it is capable of recognizing plotted curves in graphical data and directly translating them into Python code for immediate application. Beyond mere recognition, it exhibits a keen attention to detail, accurately describing intricate elements within complex indoor scenes, and demonstrating a nuanced understanding of character associations in memes. Moreover, Mini Gemini's analytical capabilities extend to chart analysis and practical problem solving, such as intelligence tests. Image generation. In Figure 6, we provide a comprehensive evaluation of Mini Gemini's generation capabilities. Compared with recent studies such as AnyGPT, Reference 52, and Chatillusion, Reference 51, our stronger multimodal understanding ability allows us to generate text-to-image captions that better align with the given instructions, resulting in more contextually appropriate image-text answers. A noteworthy point, as shown in Figures 1 and 6, is its proficiency in generating high-quality content based on multimodal human instructions, with text-only training data. This capability underscores Mini Gemini's robust image-text alignment and semantic interpretation skills, which come into play effectively in the inference stage. By leveraging the powerful reasoning ability of the LLM, it can produce reasonable image-text outputs in single or multi-round conversations. Reproduced with generated code import matplotlib, pyplot as plt import numpy as np. Hash generate data for the normal distribution mu, sigma equals 87, 8x equals np. Linspace, 70,110,100, y1 equals np. Express, x mu, sigma, asterisk 2 halves, sigma, np. SQRT, 2 asterisk np. Pi, hash generate data for the standard normal distribution x equals np. Linspace, 3, 3100, y2 equals 1, np. SQRT, 2 asterisk np. Pi, asterisk np. Express, x asterisk asterisk 2, 2. Hash create a figure with two subplots fig, axs equals plt. Subplots, nrows equals 1, ncols equals 2, fig size equals 10, 6. Hash plot the normal distribution axs, reference 0. Plot, x, y1. Label equals normal distribution of toothbrush prices, AXS, reference 0. Set underscore X label, toothbrush prices, AXS, reference 0. Set underscore Y label, density, AXS, reference 0. Set underscore title, normal distribution of toothbrush prices, hash plot the standard normal distribution AXS, reference 1. Plot, X, Y2, label equals standard normal distribution of toothbrush prices, AXS, reference 1. Set underscore X label, toothbrush prices, AXS, reference 1. Set underscore Y label, density, AXS, reference 1. Set underscore title, standard normal distribution of toothbrush prices, hash adjust the layout and add a legend PLT. Tight underscore layout, PLT. Legend, PLT. Show, 1. Generate a matplotlib code for the resulting plot using subplot function to reproduce functions in the layout. Mini Gemini! Exclamation mark. The image is a photograph of a modern kitchen interior. The kitchen features a white cabinetry with a wooden countertop and a central island with a white tabletop. The island is surrounded by four green velvet chairs with black legs. On the countertop, there are various kitchen items including a coffee maker, a toaster, and a bread machine. Above the island, there are pendant lights with exposed bulbs. The wall behind the countertop is adorned with wooden panels and a window with white blinds. On the window sill, there are potted plants and a small vase with flowers. The floor is covered with a patterned rug. The overall style of the kitchen is contemporary with a warm and inviting atmosphere. 2. A. Describe the image in detail. Bread. 2. B. What's the text on the bread machine? Mini Gemini. Mini Gemini. The meme is a play on words and expectations. It starts with a conversation where one person is asked where they are, and they respond with, at the gym. Which is a common answer for someone who is health conscious or trying to impress others with their dedication to fitness. The person who asked for the location then requests a picture, presumably to see the gym or the person's workout. However, the image sent is not of a gym but of a McDonald's restaurant, with the word, gym, written on it in a way that mimics the McDonald's logo. This creates a humorous twist, as the person is actually at McDonald's, which is known for fast food and is the opposite of a gym in terms of health and fitness. The meme plays on the irony of the situation and the expectation versus reality theme. 3. Can you explain this meme? Mini Gemini. 4. Spot two data points that stands out in these charts and what that implicates. Then produce a detailed and well-organized markdown table to compare all the data. The two data points that stand out are the annoying pain in battery cages and furnished cages, both of which are significantly higher than the other types of pain listed. This implies that the conditions in battery and furnished cages are particularly stressful for hens, leading to prolonged periods of discomfort. Here is a detailed and well-organized markdown table comparing all the data. This table allows for a clear comparison of the average days of pain endured by hens in different cage systems, with the annoying pain data being particularly noteworthy due to its higher values. Excruciating pain, disabling pain, hurtful pain, annoying pain type of cage. 0.003 days, 27 days, 253 days, 420 days, battery cages. 0.003 days, 10 days, 197 days, 384 days, furnished cages. 0.003 days, 10 days, 109 days, 130 days, cage-free aviary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Solve this issue. To solve the issue of determining the number of quarter circles in the figure, we need to count each individual quarter circle. A quarter circle is a segment of a circle that is 1/4 of the circle's circumference. In the provided image, there are two quarter circles that are clearly visible. However, the central circle is divided into four equal segments, each of which is a quarter circle. Therefore, we have a total of 6 quarter circles, 2 from the outer shapes and 4 from the central circle. The correct answer to the question is 6. 5. Conclusion and discussion. We presented Mini Gemini, a streamlined and potent framework for multimodality VLMs. The essence of Mini Gemini is to harness the latent capabilities of VLMs through strategic framework design, enriched data quality, and expanded functional scope. At its core, patch info mining enables efficient extraction of detailed visual cues by engaging with high-resolution candidates. From the data perspective, our meticulously compiled high-quality dataset ensures accurate vision language alignment and bolsters strong instruction following ability. Furthermore, we support reasoning-based generation in Mini Gemini and empower current VLMs with any-to-any workflow. Extensive experiments on several zero-shot benchmarks prove the superiority of the proposed method, which surpasses previous leading approaches and even private models. We hope the Mini Gemini can serve as a strong benchmark for image understanding and VLM-guided generation. Although Mini Gemini achieves good results, it still has great potential to be further explored. For visual comprehension, the counting ability and complex visual reasoning ability are still far from satisfactory. This could be attributed to the lack of corresponding training data, especially in the pre-training stage. Meanwhile, for reasoning-based generation, we use text to bridge the VLM and diffusion model in this work because we do not find apparent gain with embedding-based approaches. We will try to find a more advanced manner for visual understanding, reasoning, and generation. Appendix. A data collection details. Image text data collection. In this section, we delve into the specifics of OCR-related data collection. Natural images can be easily annotated with detailed captions, but text-rich figures or diagrams, such as documents, reference 17, charts, reference 18, and scientific diagrams, reference 19, present a more intricate challenge for models in complex questions and answers. Therefore, to facilitate the optimization process, we follow the strategy in TextVQA, reference 67, and incorporate OCR tokens for model reference in the training phase. In particular, we utilize the Paddle OCR, reference 71, to initially identify and extract textual elements within each image. Then, we append the text characters to the original conversations in a format of reference OCR token, text underscore 1, text underscore n, where text underscore 1 to text underscore n indicates n detected text strings. This approach ensures that the model has access to textual representations from the images, enhancing its ability to understand the image content. It is important to note that the OCR detector is utilized solely for generating enriched data and is not employed during testing. This distinction underscores our objective to train Mini Gemini with a comprehensive understanding of both textual and visual elements, thereby improving capability in complex image text scenarios. Generation data collection. For the data generation collection described in section 3.3, we provide specific examples of query prompts and their corresponding reference data sources for two generation tasks in figure 7. We commence with a corpus comprising 10 GPT-4V caption data and 6K English-only LLMSFT data. After filtering out results that did not meet the format requirements, we ultimately obtained 13K data points. To enhance the contextuality and quality of the queries, we incorporate two distinct types of in-context examples, get underscore example underscore captions, and get underscore example underscore queries. The former function randomly selects 5 high-quality stable diffusion, SD, text-to-image, T2I, prompts, while the latter extracts 3 instances from a repository of simple instructional templates. These in-context examples serve as a foundational guide, providing diverse and representative prompts that significantly enrich the generation process. This strategic approach ensures the production of high-quality, relevant data, effectively supporting the generative capabilities. B. Extended showcases. In this section, we further provide more cases to validate the generality and capability of Mini Gemini in various environments. As presented in figures 8 and 9, Mini Gemini can well answer detail-oriented questions and solve OCR-related and scientific problems. For image generation, we present more examples in figure 10 that include direct T2I generation, multi-round conversation, reasoning-based generation, storytelling, and in-context generation. They further prove the superiority of Mini Gemini in both visual comprehension and generation.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage. Papers read.ai